Simon Shin Tes Zion, Sif Yod, Mishabura, Sif Kotmach, Mem Ches. So, Rafilu Bumis comments, we said that the lochas, he's allowed to walk on them as he's walking, even though he intends to actually step on it. So, we make a combination of you're doing it derech halicha, but with kavana. So, why is that mutter? You're doing the malach of killing it intentionally. The malachah shen etzricha legufa, number one, it's all under rabbanon because the malachah shen etzricha legufa, you don't need the killing in order to have the item, to use the item. Now you have that animal which you cannot use, the food, the meat, the skin, etc. That's not your point. Your point is to get rid of it. And so it still has to be also mid rabbanon. And we add on the fact that over here these are dangerous, these are potentially damaging items which cause damage. So we add together the fact that you're not doing it, the person is not actively going out of his way to do it, he's stepping on it, even though his intent is to step on it specifically, but it's in his path. So when he's not going out of his way to do it specifically, it looks like people. It looks to people like you're not intending. And therefore, people will not misinterpret it. So they said, you know what? We're not going to be worried about that case. We don't want people saying, hey, he's going killing things on Shabbos. They want to understand what's mutter, what's us. And they're going to develop wrong halachic conclusions and say, well, you're allowed to do that, you're allowed to do this. We say, you know what? As long as it's to people, they don't necessarily, they look at, you know, a guy who's walking, he steps on something, oh! You know, he didn't do, as far as they're concerned, he didn't do it intentionally. Even though he knows he did it intentionally, that's still mutter. So the heter is a combination of melacha shen etzricha legufa and the fact that they're mezikin and the fact that it will not be misinterpreted by other people. Okay. Amam nemolim b'shar shkotzim v'ramashim. Filo hiderach yilucha is arsel darsin. You cannot step on, you know, intentionally step on, you know, insects, etc. as you're walking. Also lahari b'shabbos Shemamis, Shikarn Shpin. Shpin is a spider. You can't kill a spider on Shabbos. Even though there's a popular folk tale, Shusa Konika Shanova B'Michael, it's dangerous if it falls into the food. Kabakam Liboria Zeka, that's not for sure that's going to cause damage.
They're not worried about eating, they're worried that it touched the food.
Yeah. Okay. If that's the problem, so cover the food. Therefore, we should protest if somebody kills spiders. You find sometimes insects and worms in the food, so you can't kill them. Remember, killing them doesn't make them mutter to eat, by the way. Right. You can't eat dead ones either, right? Okay. So the killing them doesn't really address the problem. You know, just sometimes it's easier to get them out of the food by, you know, killing them. Sometimes it's easier to get them out when they're alive. I don't know.
So it seems from this that one doesn't need, if he's walking on the sidewalk and the sidewalk's covered with bugs, he doesn't need to go out of his way to avoid stepping on them if he's just walking his normal manner. So this is outside of the idea of dangerous things. Now it seems like there's, as long as there's no intention to purposely step on them, one would be allowed to walk where he'd like to walk.
It's a good question. In other words, the Machaber said over here, you're allowed to do it derech yilucha even though you're intended. And that's the case where there's a danger. It's the case where there's no danger, so obviously you can't do it intentionally, the Mishabura points out. But if you do it unintentionally, so if you're aware for sure that you're going to kill, even though it's a Roshanim is common, it's a Psik Resha. Even though it's a Rabbanon, Psik Resha, the Rabbanon is also. So if I can step in a way where I don't know for sure, I'm not Mechiyev to keep checking. But as long as you get back, you'll get back to the Taz before, it's a Suffolk Psik Resha. Right? I have a situation where, let's say I'm walking on it, I can't tell for sure. I have no way to tell, but it's not for sure it's a Psik Resha. it's a possibility it's a psik resha. If there are insects there, it's a psik resha. I just don't know if they are there.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that's yourself a psik resha situation. Because psik resha always is in the future. This is in the past. What's the reality? I don't know what the reality is.
So in those situations, better...
So Mishnah Berurah came out by the Rabbanans, which over here, it's Melech HaShem, it's really good with the Rabbanans. By the Rabbanans, you can be Mekel, like the Taz. But if I know for sure, that wouldn't apply.
In the situations where you can consciously, it's best, to, it seems like, to consciously not pay attention to those.
You could do that, you know, as long as, if you're not aware, you know, you look up ahead, you see, you can't, you know, pretend like you didn't see, I saw this whole pile of ants walking all over the sidewalk for like the next three sidewalk blocks. Right? Listen, so walk around.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, this Pshat, the Mishnah Berurah says over here that the Heter is based on the Melachah and Sichla Gufa. So you always have to go back to how is the Rambam going to learn up this Halacha? Rambam passed the Melachah and Sichla Gufa is Chayiv. So the Rambam will have to understand this Halacha. The case was that the Heter was built on a case where there was actual Sakana. In other words, this Heter over here is even without Sakana, according to the way we learn. The Rambam will have to learn the case was that there was Sakana involved. Okay. The Rambam sheet is Melachah Shein Sichla Gufa is Chayiv. So if it's Chayiv, it's Nisha D'Oraisa, so it can't be Mutter, unless there's an overriding reason of Sakana Tefashas. Zog the Shulchan Aruch Yud Aleph. Well, Yishaf, there's really like a side issue, like once they talked about the halacha of what, doing a derech tumay, so it discusses other side issue, which is really a side issue. But the more actually puts two together, so I guess they decided to bring it over here together. Well, Yishaf Sheif Baraglov Roik Agabi Karka. So a person spat onto the head dirt floors, the person would spit down, so then he would like rub it in. Well, while you're rubbing it in, you're also smoothing out the floor. So you can't do that. Mishum de mashva gumais, you're leveling the holes. Abu muta ladarsa lefitumai, shenam iskav on the mareach ulahashav gumais. You can step on it as you're walking, because your intent is not to smooth anything out. Vavagav de memela memareachu, even though it is going to smooth it out. Kiloi mechavein shari mishum miisusa. So Chazal were made because of the miisusa, and you don't kavana, and you do it derech hiluchay. Chazal were matter it.
Miisusa
mius is repulsive. Way back when, Muksa Machmas Mius, we discussed over there, it's Muksa due to the Mius element which is there. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah will explain that Lachara, what was the case? Was it a Psik Reisha or was it not a Psik Reisha? I mean, we'll have to see. Mem Tes, the Mishnah Berurah, Agabi Karko. Since if it's on the dirt floor, what about if it's on a floor which is tiled? So there's no issue of smoothing out any holes. That's not a relevant point when you're talking about a tiled floor. Well, Gabi Ritzma, if it's on a tiled floor, on a stone floor, whatever it is, there's a flooring there. Taya put the Simon Shalom Azayin Sif Beis, Gabi Kibud Habayis Bernutzav Ayin Shom. So there's a machlokes over there. If my house is tiled or I have flooring, am I allowed to sweep over there? Or whether she was sweeping, and as you sweep, also you're going to, when you sweep on a dirt floor, you move the dirt into the holes and you fill up the holes and you take a little bit higher points and you sweep them away also, so you make a flatter floor, which is a tikkun in the house. So obviously I cannot do it if I have a dirt floor. If I have a tiled floor, is that mutter aser? So Pasha, why should we also? Well, there's a reason it should be also because there's a gzeira. If I allow you to do it in a floor, which is where there's a floor, I might come and do it. If there's only a dirt floor. So the Ramah Veder says it's also. However, the Ramah does say if everybody in the whole city has tiled floors, then it's mutter. The Ramah Sham Oyser Sham Oyser Sham the Ramah holds it's always Oser. So who Adin Hocha Oser Alpha Gabi Ritzba, you couldn't smooth in the spittle even to if there were an actual floor there. There was same thing over here. Same way it's over there. It's over there also to sweep. Over here it's also to sweep. You know, to smooth or rub in. The Gabi Sapsal Kliyamashar, if it landed on a bench, Sapsal is a bench or a chair. So you're allowed to rub it in. The Shach B'Zeh Asher Yigum was the concept was flattening out the holes doesn't apply to chairs. Yeah, but okay, fine. But I'm rubbing it into the. Forget about Xera. I'm smoothing something out. Shemiruach gufelek on the meiser. The shach miruach elu kishemarech is a dover agabe chaveri. Kavanos ishmarech. Kavanos ishiyah nivla. See, here he says a fascinating, very important halacha. One of the lamatas malachas is miruach. Miruach is that was the
imareach.
So it's the act of taking something and smoothing it out. So lachar over here, I'm rubbing this spittle and rubbing and rubbing and rubbing until eventually it gets absorbed into the wood of the bench. So why isn't there miruach? It says miruach is my goal is to take the item and smooth it out and spread it out over by the top of wherever it is. If my goal is to make it absorb, that's not miruach. So there can be one situation where a person puts a cream and the goal is to put like a cold cream, which the goal is to sit on the surface and keep the body moist by sitting on top of the surface. I want to spread that out. I have a problem of memoria. If I have a bengay, which the goal is to rub it in and to get absorbed into the body, that's not miruach. Because my goal isn't to spread it out. My goal is to get it absorbed. So, and this is where Mishabura says it. And therefore, Shir Shabbos Kehillos, a quote from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that if I have such a type of a cream, which the purpose of this cream is not to spread it out and leave it as a layer, but the goal is to rub it to get it absorbed, so there's no problem with Mereach on Shabbos.
You might have an issue with Refuah.
Maybe it's Refuah, right. It definitely will, but depends, cases where... the rule is that once a person has a din of a chayla, even though it's not life-threatening, but he has a halachic status of a chayla, you're allowed to do refuah. Mm-hmm. Even after refuah, I still can't do meruach. Even meruach rabbanon is also. He's saying over here that's not even also meruach. Now, not every pasuk is like that, learns like that, but that's how Rishon Zalman paskens.
So in a situation where somebody they have a nice-smelling hand cream, and it would be sort of the same idea where it's just going to get absorbed in. Would that be an issue of? There's no issue of refuah there, and you're not dealing with memareich.
Theoretically, if you keep rubbing until it gets absorbed, and then that's how the derech would use it. I don't know what the seis is. Don't ask me. I'm an amoris gomer. Right.
It smells nice. I don't know.
No, I'm saying, but if the way, if you just put it on, you leave it sit on, then you have a problem. If you keep rubbing it, the normal way of doing it is keep rubbing until it gets all absorbed. So that then, you want to. But once it's for refuah purposes, like your hands, person's hands are dry, that's already a refuah issue. Right? The goal is just for the smell, so you're okay. If the goal is because your hands are dry. So it makes things more exciting. Sivkat nun. So I'm rubbing this saliva, this spittle into the ground, even though it's causing mimareach. Clear, what does it mean? The problem with mimareach, sometimes it smooths out. So over here, the concern is that he might intend to smooth out the ground, because kazma simin shebeis sifov. And that's what I would argue. Therefore, it should be also because you might come to do that. So Mishnah Berurah addresses that we hear that what we're concerned about as is, what are you doing? It's not a psik reisha. So we need a special heter. He says, no, the heter is because you would have argued that we should answer it because the gzeira, you might come to intentionally try and smooth out the floor. That'll be an issa deraisa. Person, that's a tikkun in the bias. You're fixing that tikkun. So if a person will take this and rub it into the floor and thereby smooth out the floor, make it flatter, that would be an intent for that. He'd be chayav deraisa. So I would think maybe you can't let the guy rub it in because he might come and do it intentionally. So Kamashal, we're not worried about that because of the mius which is there. In other words, theoretically, Chazal would have been guys with that, but they weighed against that, the fact that the person is repulsed having this spittle sitting in the middle of his dirt floor living room. You know, so that was that the Chazal were makel and they didn't ask from that case. Sure, Mishum Misusa. Now, Vavapi Shabe Shadurasala Roy Motsishi and Mashav Shev Kamkin Mat. When you step on it, usually you're many times the foot rubs back and forth. It's not a perfect step from above. Sometimes your foot slides forward a little bit, so you're rubbing in also. Alvakani Tir Mashum Misusa. It's mutter because of misusa. Kim do mishav shev heino heino. You do not rub this direction and that direction. Well, be psik reisha. It's not a psik reisha that it will smooth anything out. You're not rubbing it around and around. You're just stepping on it, and the foot slides a little bit or something like that. That's not a problem. V'davka k'shehu b'derech hiluchai. But the head over here is only as you're walking. Even though he's intentionally walking directly on the roik, it's smooth. He's not intentionally trying to smooth it. However, I can't say, oh, there's a roik over there, so let's go walk over there. As I'm walking anyway, I can make sure my foot steps on it. But I can't go to the other side of the room, which I wasn't planning to go, for that purpose. That's not called a fituma as according just going along innocently. You can't stand on top of it, so if it bothers anybody, you can just cover it over with your foot as long as you don't rub around. So that will solve the problem of the misusa. That's fine.
I'm sorry. What is misusa?
Misusa is a repulsiveness.
Oh, like mius. Okay, fine.
So the Mishur of Eiter. Kasamagan of Rum. Ha'idna, the lack of the Kabbat Baraik Mishur Misusa in the times of the Magan of Rum. Nobody seems to be bothered by the spittle making the Mias. Didn't make the Mias. You have to be careful not to rub it at all as you're stepping on it. Rak Yatsi Ragwal the Baraik, you're allowed to walk directly on top of it, but it has to make sure that it's a flat step from above, and you're not rubbing it around. But if a person has phlegm, which comes out of his mouth, or a person has mucus, which comes out of his nose, nostrils, literally. Vada ikim misusa, that's definitely mius. Mishar ledursa the fituma, this had to would apply on those items. You're allowed to step on it to this heter of the roik. The person, apparently they would spit. They used to have spittoons, but before spittoons, they just had dirt floors. Right? Saving money on all the spittoons. So the mice, you're allowed to rub it in because it's not covered. It should be. In other words, without working machabe to keep it in your mouth. Because it fills up your mouth. You need to, either swallow. Sometimes you can't swallow, it doesn't come out, so So no, I'm a cup. Menir da filib a basic kashum menutzav ein lahach from beroik yosim ibalecha. Now, remember, we said before in the case where there's flooring, we said it's a machloikus. Because our matter roik, we're just saying nowadays people don't mind about roik and we should be more machmer. But to be machmer in a situation where there's flooring, which anyway is mochleik, then maybe it's mutter. I'm not mochleik to be so frum. I can be makel and rub it in into the floor.
So, well, is there an issue with stepping outside of your house? I mean, is there some issue with hotzah or something?
The halacha by hotzah, a case where there's no eruv, a person has, a person clears up and brings up a, you know, phlegm or something in his, or his throat, in his mouth, and it's like, well, also it became this agal, it became like a circular, which means it, you know, it basically became a full entity inside the mouth, as opposed to just the water around the mouth, you have a problem with it.
So that would cause somebody to spit inside their own house, then. That would be the...
Well, inside the house is not a good saw.
No, I'm saying that's why perhaps we're even having this conversation.
Before you go outside, you mean you want to
push? Yeah.
That's okay, possibility. Okay, Yud Beis. Back to Tzedah. Like, you know, we went a little bit further afield, but let's go back to the Melach of Tzor, which is the topic of the Siman. Chayver Oif Shibarishusoi. So, Tzipi basically says, I have these animals in my possession already. So, they're ready, I already have them. So Mutal said, I'm allowed to go take them and use them for whatever purpose. It's more like a yantiv, I want to shech them, etc. like that. I'm allowed to take them. It's not considered malachav. You can't do tzedah on yantiv. It's not considered tzedah because they're caught already. I have them in my backyard. Vahu, shloyim roida, but it's only in the case where they haven't rebelled. If the reason why I'm going after them is because this animal is trying to escape and it's running away from me, so now I no longer have it. Unless the area is so small that I can get it anyway. Alim Hey Mardim is also the Tafsim, I feel a Bechatzer. If they're already in the state of being rebellion, you cannot grab them even in the Chatzer, which is the front, there in front. Im a Chatzer Godel, if it's large. If it's small enough, even if it's in the rebellious mode, but it ain't going anywhere. The Chatzer is big enough to hold it, and it's close enough that I got it. So what's the definition? So we saw back in the beginning, Shim loy god loy ben mene onam ohitzichem mitzuda. If the chotzer is large enough, A, that if this animal would not have been domesticated at all, you would need a trap to get it now. So it's in this marina mode, but apparently I don't know the mitzias. It's still has the element that it doesn't have the same type of reaction to the human hands as, let's say, a wild, totally wild animal. This animal has been domesticated, etc. It's trying to escape, but still you can get it. So I don't need a trap to get it. But if it wouldn't have been domesticated, I would need a trap to get it. If the area is large enough, I would need a trap to get it. So then you can't do tzedah in the situation of rebellion. So there are more. You cannot do this. You cannot take them. Vim Sodan is potter, but everybody agrees it's only Nasa Durabon. That's how they understand that halacha. It's not that it's mutter, but that it's potter. Al par of a sus, you're talking about a cow, you're talking about a horse. Koshkin Sharchaiv Oiv Shemurdu. In Sodan is Chayiv Katas. So part of a sus, so the case was that they rebelled, Shemoradu, they rebelled, and they're not coming home, so I need to go catch them. In Sodan is Chayiv Katas Uchenik. Chasul Dinah Kashar Chayiv Oif, Shumikar Chayiv, also the Tavsa B'Shabbos. So besides the Muksa issue, the Chasul is usually translated as a cat. So it's Dinah of other Chayiv Oif, and if I need to catch my cat, I can't, according to the Moor, I can't take hold of it on Shabbos, both because of a Seder issue and both because of a Mook's issue. Okay, a lot of Mr. Ruby here. Sif Cotton Nun Beis. Chaya Ba'oif Shibrishusai. So the Shulchan Aruch, we'll start with the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. It's talking about any type of living animal, any type of animal, which you've got used to living by you, and they became B'nai Tarbus. Tarbus is actually a culture, it's called Tarbus. So B'nai Tarbus means they've become cultured, means they become they become under control. So the halacha is, you're allowed to take them. Mutter, hanafilu bechutz, even when they're not inside the house. Since they've already been accustomed to be in the house. They're going to come home tonight. That's what they usually always do. And you can get them very easily then. You can't catch them because they're caught already. Right now they're wandering around the neighborhood. So I go and pick up my cat, which is wandering around the neighborhood. Yeah, but the cat's coming home tonight. And it comes home every night. So I didn't really catch it. It wasn't really lost. It's not called Seder. Seder is when I don't have the item and I'm getting it now. Oh, here I have it. You know, just be patient. I'll get it. He'll come home tonight. And I'm sorry. So you're allowed to, you're allowed to trap them. You capture them. Now, that's regards to the Seder issue. But what about the Muksa issue? You cannot physically take them. So what can you do? You could corral them into a corner and shut the door, or whatever that might be. You can't actually take hold of them because that's also because of muksa. Not because of seder, because of muksa.
So are we differentiating between doing? Trapping do we consider a running away animal a rebelling animal?
Well, the case was walking around the neighborhood, but it wasn't rebelling.
Because we know it's coming home.
It's coming home tonight, right?
Okay, that's the difference.
Yeah.
So a dog, it's a squirrel, and it runs after the squirrel, and then the squirrel runs in the tree. It's bored of that, whatever. Is that considered an animal that's rebelling? Because
no.
You want it to go.
No.
So it's the fact that...
Rebelling means they're rebelling from ownership. It's not coming home tonight.
It's going to come back to your house.
Right, correct.
Okay.
Then we said in the case where they're murdered, it's also to grab them. Mm-hmm. Even in the chutz, not only when it's wandering in the neighborhood, it's in my front yard with the gate there. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, how big of a chutzur? If the chutzur is large enough that had the animal not been somewhat used to being around here, I would need a trap. Gadol. Mishabura nun hay. Avol chutzur katzon. If it's a small area, you would not need a trap over there. So what am I doing? It's caught already. I feel I'm not doing anything. It's caught. So I'm not adding anything more by putting the leash around it. I put the leash on. Okay. No, what I do? It was caught anyway. I have it already. If it's large enough that if it wouldn't be B'nai Tarbus, it wouldn't have grown between people, it would need a trap. Sheim. Haino. She'achshav she'nizgadu ben anoshim. Now the fact is it grew up amongst people. You don't need a mitzvah. They come back. That's normally what happens. It sounds like over here, I'm not clear about. It sounds like over here that the even in the case where there were mordu, which I have difficulty understanding what that means, there's a possibility that they're going to come back. So it's not considered totally lost to the point that I need a real full-fledged seder d'oraisa. I don't know. It's a funny because the Mora says in Chulin, the last parak, that it. Case of a Tana Gerlishim Mordo, I guess if you have the cases like that, you lose violence on it. It becomes half green on the person. Some people are allowed to take it. You know, I own this bird, right? Yeah. Never see it again. I own it. It's not called owning it. The Mora says, Tana Gerlishim Mordo, if I'm makdish it to the base of Mikdosh, and it's Morad, it loses its Kedusha, the Mora said. Because basically, it can't use the item if it's flapping. I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. I'm saying, but regards to the idea of giving it to the gizbar to sell, etc. So I decided, you know, I don't have any birds to bring as korbanos. So I'm making 10 chickens to the Beis HaMikdash. They'll use it to sell it and get the money and use it for whatever they need around the Beis HaMikdash. And then these 10 birds decide to, they think that they're geese and they fly north with the, you know, so the Gemara says they're not Kadosh anymore. They lose Kedusha because what can Beis HaMikdash do with it? So it means it's a Tolof Kohan Bailos. Tolof Kohan Bailos means that it's gone. So how can you tell me it's not Seder? Because I guess they're coming back to the next season. I don't know.
I have a question on this Chatzar Gadol. The Chatzar Gadol is saying that you don't. It's not necessary to trap them. My understanding of the Chatzar Gadol is that it's very big, and so it's hard to get a hold of the animal.
Right. His point was like this. These animals have been accustomed to be around people. So even though they're in the mood of leaving, they're morad. The fact is, it's much easier to grab them than your naturally wild animal.
Okay.
So naturally wild animal, I would need to use a trap in this area. The animal is as is that I have over here. I do not need to use a trap, but because it's accustomed to be by people, if it's totally not morad, so there's no tzeda at all. It's not going anywhere. I mean, it's going, but it'll come back. This situation, it's not considered Seder Deraisa because it's accustomed to be around here, and I can get it very easily. Had it been a wild animal, an actually wild animal, this chutzah is large enough that I would need a trap. So the chutzah, which is large enough that I would need a trap by an actual wild animal, by the domesticated animal, which is now in the state of Morad, it's going to be Aser. Okay, we're just using that as our yardstick to measure what's the level of Isser in this case. Now, Mishnah Berurah says it's only Drabbanan, but he says only Drabbanan because they're going to come back by themselves in the evening. They'll come back by themselves in the evening, they're not Morad. And so that's why you have problems with this Mishnah Berurah. That's the Machab. The Ramos says, some say it is also lots of Chai Vav Shabrishu Soy. The Mice said they're walking around and going around, etc. They're not the Mamash in your hands. The Azar Hanukkah Shehem Bechutz, either they're outside. Abifnim Bebayis, they're in the house, but it's a bias godel, Sheyesh Breshir Tzeda, which is large enough that Tzeda would apply to it. What's the Shir Tzeda? So we had, you remember at the beginning of the Simon, we said we had Shir Tzeda was Tano Shelo Yochel Hasig Beshkia Achas. If I make one lunge, will I grab the item? So if the area is small, even though those animals run away from me, there's nowhere for it to go. I just make my lunge and I'll catch it. That's not called. That's called. If that's how small it is, it's not called a new tzeda. It's already caught. The halacha says, that's called. It's caught already. I have it in this contained area. I have it already. It's not called tzeda when I grab the animal. If the area is larger, what if I go after it with one lunge, I will not get it. I need to go after it a few times, etc. It's not caught yet. That's called a sheer tzeda. That's called. It's large enough that tzeda would be applicable. So I could have the house area. That was as we saw at the beginning of the sermon. So I have the house area is large. It's a large area, and this animal is, is going to. I need to do tzeda for it. So came along the Ramah and said, even though it's a domesticated animal, it's going to be asur midrabbanan to do tzeda in that area because it's an area where tzeda is. It's applicable. Obviously, we'll define tzeda for a chicken different than we define it for a deer.
Right.
If I happen to have a pet deer which hangs out in my house, right? It's a chayav of Oyev Rishusa. Right? I raised this deer hanging out in my house, etc. So, Cardinal wants also to grab it. Well, it depends. If the whole area of my whole house, I have a little dicky house, is this big, what am I doing? It's caught anyway. So, it's only applicable. This is the Rabbanan. If it's large enough, that the concept of tzeda is applicable. So therefore, it's also midrabbanan to do it because it'll look like you're doing tzeda. Okay. But poskua kredim kayesh armim zeh, the poskim paskin, like the opinion of the Ramah, that you should, that this situation tzeda is also. Okay. V'im yotzu oifiz l'chutz v'cheshe shlo yignavu oisa. So your birds went outside, you're afraid that the neighbor is going to steal them. Somebody's going to steal them. So what do you want to do? So normally what you do in the middle of the week, you just go outside, grab the birds and stick them back in the coop and lock the coop. Well, I can't do that on Shabbos, according to this. I can't grab the animals. Or I can't even shoo them inside. because I can't prevent it because it looks anyway. I can't shoot them inside because it's Seder. After the also the tofsam ba'atzav b'yadayim, you can't actually go and actively grab them. Become welcome. Im at tinoikus ketanim sader noisam ein tzarach limchus b'yadayim. I can't tell the kids to go do it, but the kids are having a ball chasing after the tanagarlim and chasing them into the chicken coop. So normally I have to stop a child from doing a malacha. But remember, this is a machloikus, whether it's also a mutter. According to the Bechaber, this case is mutter. These are talking about the birds which are not running away. They're not mora. So it's just I need to shoo my birds. And so the kids are playing around shooing the birds inside. Hey, let them shoo the birds inside. I'm not machloikus to stop them from doing the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. You know, I have very firm kids. They hold it to their mother. Like, you know, I'm not mechuyev to, you know, so they hold it to Shulchan Aruch. I'm not mechuyev to stop from doing something which according to Shulchan Aruch is mutter. Especially if I have a need for that. I couldn't tell them to do it for me.
Right. Do we posture like that across the board?
I can take them outside and let them play. Knowing that, you know, that their standard play, the game in the barnyard is chasing the chickens, you know. So usually I yell at them, leave the chickens alone, but today I'm very happy. I'm allowed to take them outside and let them play with the chicken. What?
Do we hold like that across the board? If there's an opinion in the Shulchan Aruch that something's valid and you don't have to stop a child from doing something along those lines?
It's a fair statement. I can't tell you it's perfect, but it's, in general that would be correct.
It would be acceptable. Okay.
And also, it seems like this is only a dafka in the case when there's a chash that it's going to be, that they're going to be stopped. That's where it mentions it.
Right, that's true. But I, you know, in other words, I'm not sure in a situation where there's a machlokes poskim, if I don't have a clear hakra, how to paskin, I'm not machlokes necessarily to chop the child. Okay. Gam mutter lerma the Yehudi, she altered her son. You can tell the goy to go catch him and bring them inside. The shus, telling a goy to do it is drabonon. And what he's even according to the law, capturing these items is only drabonon, because they're not really lost. So it's a shus, which is more than malkum hefse. That's only mutter of a case where there's a loss. Can't cause a chayyadim. That's the chayyadim writes. Cause of oid. The Chayyim writes further, the mutter lama b'fnei ha'oiv shlo yivrach k'dei shememela yachshu l'bayis. You can stand in such a way that it's blocking its getting out. That's not a problem. That's not called Seder in that situation. And its natural response, well, I can't go outside, I'm going to go back into the house. Well, I didn't chase it into the house. I just blocked the trip, and the natural flow, what these birds do is they try here, that doesn't work, they go over there. Well, over there is a safe place. Now, Gam Hevi Amogan Arum B'Shem Agudas. Now the Agudas says a very smart cop. Remember, we said the house is very large, where I can't get it in one lunge. It's not called caught. So if I want to take it into a house which is very large, I didn't catch it. Remember, the issue is I can't do tzeda. I'm not doing tzeda because Haraya went inside. It's not called nitz caught yet. So as much as you tell me it's also to do it, if I'm going to push it into a house which is large enough, so that'll be mutter. But I have a muksa problem, so I'm going to solve a muksa problem by not picking it up, but just like sort of like pushing it in. Yeah.
When we see like that you have a house large enough that in one lunge you can't get it, not to get caught, but isn't kind of like sealing it in one domain like the definition of catching?
That's true, but the malachim said it the right, so it wouldn't be. I haven't really caught it yet. I haven't finished the process of catching it. I've narrowed it down, but I haven't finished the process. That's not called Seder yet. I haven't finished the process. Guda is one of the Rishonim. The mutter litchay so'oiv me'acharov shikonos abayis. You're allowed to push it from behind. It should go inside. They can't say the Gemara. It's not a full act of Seder. So it's not a full act of Seder. I didn't finish the Seder process. That's not also to do. And we saw before pushing the, you know, that they, when it came to the oif, you couldn't be medat. You know, as long as you didn't actually pick it up, just pushing it from a pine, we said it was mutter. And we saw that then in the Shin Ches.
That sounds familiar, right?
What? Like pushing it from behind?
From behind. Here was it. In Simon Shinches Sif Mem. You're allowed to sort of like force them to walk. You cause them to, medad is a jump. You hold their neck and their sides and you force them to walk forward if they need it. You can't pick them up off the ground because they're mooks and they're also to be metal to them. But we said that if it's not even normally that would be even that would also be usher, but for the need of the animal we're a matter. But the tanagos you can't mimedada it because when you hold on to it, it jumps up in the air by itself. But you can push it from behind, be a dime even with your hands in order to force it to come inside. So I say though, so that's what we're saying over here that the situation of seder wouldn't apply. Okay, we're going to hold it over here in the middle of Sif Katan Nun Zayin.